Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the Nerd Watch Podcast. I, of course, am G Money. Welcome, Makaku. Woo-hoo! Welcome, YouTube. Welcome, Facebook Live. Welcome, podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, it is episode 101 of the Nerd Watch Podcast, and there are changes a-brewing here at the Nerd Watch Podcast. I hope for the better. We're going to be, as of episode 100, we are officially doing something different with the Nerd Watch Podcast, and I hope it's going to be
somebody's
podcast.
Somebody's going to die.
Yeah. But
it's going to be me.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
Just look at this.
No, man, don't ruin
because this is all changing as of next week. This
but
group
we're not
is changing.
Tell you what it is.
But we're not going to tell you.
Figure it out.
You're
going
to have to figure it out for yourself. It's
going to be
mis-
like one of those comparison pictures. You're like, what's different about
that's
this?
Right.
It's really just going to be one of the comics.
It's a Scooby Doo mystery.
It's just going to be a whole new cast. Why don't you just say it?
Well, it's going to be a different. It will be. There will be.
You know,
there will be cast changes.
But yeah, we're moving you guys out of the shop so that we can move in another podcast.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
A little better looking than us.
Man, I knew I never liked this comic store.
A little better looking than us.
Slightly better looking.
Well, like, let's.
Oh, gee, I have no idea.
Yeah, I have no idea. Well, let's get to it, shall we? let me introduce the boys this evening here, the nerds on the Nerd Watch podcast.
There's a man at this table,
of course, to my right, my compatriot, the man who ever tickles my funny bone. He is also.
Like, please let this begin.
he's also a comic book extraordinaire.
No, not Gannon.
And he is a comic book artist and writer. He is the author of Kukui Project, and he's the author of Disco Thunder Groovebone. And also the man who has been with us since October of last year and has done a bang-up job.
And
we've never interviewed him.
Yeah.
And his role is changing here at the show, and it's for the better, and it's the one and only it's the one and only TB, not tuberculosis, but Todd Bernardi. Todd, welcome to the show, sir.
Is that his new nickname?
That was the most forced,
not tuberculosis.
That was the most forced joke I've ever
it was.
Heard.
It was horrible.
Thanks for having
Todd,
me.
Todd, I have a question.
Uh-oh. Yeah,
uh-oh.
How come you never tickled any of our funny bones?
And what do I got to do?
I do feel a little left
that?
Out.
I thought. Yeah, I thought that I was funny enough for everybody. But I guess
we're talking about different things. I'm sorry.
Todd, you're funny enough for me, sir. Well, also joining us this evening
why
is...
Why don't you give any of us tuberculosis?
That's good.
If you're around me and I have it, you have it.
You have it, that's for sure.
I got my shot.
Also joining us this evening is punk rock superstar, the man who is the horror aficionado, but strangely enough does not want to see the premiere of Rob Zombie's latest film, 31.
Yeah, I'm going.
It's Gannon! He's in the house as well tonight.
That's the one where Rob Zombie opens the ice cream shop, right?
Something like that.
Nice.
Bunch of clowns and things like that.
I'm sure his wife's in it.
I can't wait for that.
I'm sure Sherry Moon will be in it.
That would be a great mashup.
What's that?
Rob Zombie's 31 meets 31 Flavors.
Yeah, right?
It's a horror story that takes place in an ice cream shop.
Stop it. Also joining us this evening is the man who is our gaming guru and Pokemon master.
Is
it Maestro? Pokemon Maestro. Format is in the house tonight as well. And then last but not least...
Yeah, nobody wants to be a Grand Wizard anymore. Especially not a Pokemon.
That's right. David Duke's got aspirations.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Last but not least is the man who owns the comic book store, which we currently film in every single week. It is the man who is officially beardless. He has lost the pretentious beard
still
challenge.
It's still there.
The
shadow of it.
The shadow.
You're right.
Of
it's not really
it.
A beard.
Actually, I mean, I don't know because it's so.
It's beard fuzz.
It's kind of more pretentious that way, right?
Like, yeah, like
It's like.
I'm pretending.
Do you know
to
what though?
Beard.
I think like Todd's right. There is
like a lot of pretense.
Yeah.
It's a lot of pretense in the shadow.
Yeah,
you know, there's a beard behind.
There's something about you have this hipster douche look today.
It's also the man bun.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
You can't really
that's
beat
kind
that.
Of a that's kind of a double negative, isn't it?
Hipster
it's
douche.
Not
hipster
and douche.
It's when you
that's
put
true.
The man bun up here. I'm gonna start wearing it to the side.
Yeah.
Like turn, you know.
Right.
Nice.
Gotcha.
I hope no hipsters watch our
I hope not
I think
either.
You should wear some up, some down like the 80s.
I'm going to do Dave Grohl and just do pigtails.
That would be great. Haven't introduced him, it's Alika. He is the man who owns here the shop here, My Comics and Collectibles at 333 Dairy Road in Kahului. Okay. Before we get started and talk about celebrating the Nerdwatch's 100th episode, or now 101, Alika, why don't you give us some information on number one, because there's two different things I want to know about. Number one, I want to know more about New Comic Book Wednesday.
Because he really doesn't know.
And number two, I want to know more information about Maui's first annual Maui Comic Con.
Because he really doesn't know.
Well, actually,
Stan Lee's going to be there.
Don't, Todd, talk about this.
Wow.
I'm just kidding, guys. That was just
a joke. Just a guy named Stan Lee. Stanley, one word.
Right. Yeah, Stanley.
Stanley Emsley, one of our listeners. You're now under a lot of pressure to be there, Stanley. I hope you're there.
That's good. So other than Stanley being at the Comic Con, what else is happening at the Comic Con?
We do have some commitments from some bigger guests. I want to hash out the plans a little deeper before we get into it. But we do have a couple more. I know Todd has made contact with some independent creators.
Fantastic.
Some bigger names.
But Maui Comic Con is happening when? November 5th and 6th?
November 5th and 6th, Saturday and Sunday. Free to the public.
Robert Kirkman will be
at Lahaina Canter. Don't say that.
Maybe. You can't say
that. No, Robert Kirkman won't even maybe be there. I'm sorry. Actually, that's the thing about this con is we're trying to focus on local people, both independent creators, local creators.
Yes.
And also just people who are from the islands who have made it big. You know what I mean? Who's
You mean guys like Mark Gould? You mean
guys who
like
will be there?
Todd Bernardi?
Will Mark, who? Did you get a message from Mark?
I think so. I mean, he's going to be. I invited.
I've got to contact him directly.
What about Stacey Hayashi?
I know
she's a maybe.
All right, fantastic.
So Mia Peoples will be there.
Whoa, hey,
will you stop it? You're going to get him in trouble, dude.
Like she's got something else better to do.
She's
that
not
weekend.
In the Hawaiian Comic Book Alliance.
That's right.
She is local. Who made it big?
Oh, did you happen to talk to a very talented Theodore Lee, Mr. Theo Lee? Is he coming?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Theo guys are going to be there.
Fantastic.
I already spoke with them.
Local comic book artist?
Yes.
Yes.
Very popular with commissions.
Sam Campos and Chris Carvalho.
Oh, Chris Carvalho's coming.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Foundation.
And of our favorites here at the Nerd Watch.
And hopefully Brian Revel guys too. I'm sorry. And
DJ.
DJ Cavicani will not be there.
What?
Yeah, that's why I was pretty mad.
I thought he was coming.
But DJ is hooking us up with a very special guest, so we'll take this other guy instead of
DJ
today.
Here, DJ was going to be there, and he's like, no.
DJ's going to be here after Amazing Hawaii Comic Con Special Edition on Oahu. He's going to be coming to Maui.
Okay.
And so that's
just to hang out, and we're going to do a signing.
Well, I don't know if they want him now because he's not coming to my Comic Con.
Hey, look, don't be petty, G. Come on. We love DJ. He's a good guy.
That's right.
He's like our only listener.
Honestly, I will give you a teaser. He has set us up with a very big local name.
Fantastic.
From Hawaii.
I'm so stoked.
And we're all but confirmed. I just, want to hash out some more details before I release who it is. But we basically got him coming.
And if you have not taken a look at DJ's comic, you can find it here at Maui Comics and Collectibles. Exilion. Amazing comic.
He had Island Tales. That sold out, unsurprisingly.
At least that's what G-Money's told, because he hasn't read it.
First of all, stop giving away my secrets, okay? It's called promoting. Okay, it's what I'm doing.
Yeah, what it is you don't sample the product and you vouch for its worthiness.
Correct, sir.
On public broadcast.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's how it works.
So, Maui.
I never heard you talk once about how amazing Scumbag Tulip is.
Well,
and you never will. Never once has he ever been like, this amazing fanzine from Maui called Scumbag Tulip.
You know, but it's funny that you mentioned that because your fanzine is actually going to be, has a focus at Maui Comic Con, does it not, sir?
Now it is.
Oh, fantastic.
Now you have to.
No, well, I'm hoping it'll be out in October, so it'll be there in time for November Comic Con.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
so Maui's first annual Maui Comic Con is happening at the Lahaina Cannery Mall.
First ever.
By the way, I would like to say it's not something that I've always wanted to do that I never would have had the opportunity to do because I'm lazy and because I have big aspirations and no follow through. So I would like to say thank you to Alika for
I'm glad you're running this show.
thank you.
If you're also going to be thanking people for this, also thank and primarily thank Ken Gardner.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh yeah, Ken.
Kind of got the wheels in motion, lit the fire under my butt to do it. So.
Yeah, yeah. So thanks you guys for thank you guys for bringing it to the islands.
Dude, Rob Liefeld will be there.
What the?
No, he won't. Gannon. <What?
laughs> Okay. You know what would be cool?
I think what you're gonna have to do is I think you're gonna have to put. That's right. You're gonna have to put on the flyer card subject to change.
Chris Pratt will be there.
No, he won't.
He's kind of from Maui.
Star-Lord.
He was homeless on Maui.
That's right. Yes, he was.
He owes us.
If you're watching Chris Pratt, you better show up.
That's right. Well,
most there's going to be about 11 guests from the Hawaii Comic Book Alliance.
Fantastic. Awesome.
Oh, Todd Bernardi will be there.
Well, that's
I almost
that's
thought
no
he
reason
said
to
there's
going to
be 11 guests.
That is a reason to show up.
But then there's also going to be another comic book artist from Maui named Shane. O'Shaughnessy, who does?
Yeah.
He's going to be there.
Shane O'Shaughnessy will be there.
Wow. That's right. Shane O'Shag Hennessy.
I wanted his book's called Spuds Malone, and you can pick it up here at Maui Comics and Collectibles.
Fantastic.
You sure can.
Thank you, Todd. So informative. First annual Maui Comic Con happening November 5th and 6th at the Lahaina Cannery Mall. Stay tuned
cosplay
to the Nodwords cosplay contest. Night Darling's going to be there. We interviewed her last week.
Comics.
Yeah, it's
going to be her dressed with Kingpin.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. You guys are not going to want to miss out
on
it.
Artist
so.
Alley and VIP line.
It's going to be amazing. So stay tuned. We're going to talk more about that on the show as it approaches.
Dude, Bob Kane is
going to
be there.
Look, he's dead. Gannon, I'm here.
He's coming with Jack Kirby.
You're upsetting.
And it's
going to
be amazing.
His estate is writing angry letters to us.
Finally, we got fan mail.
You know what?
It's not fan mail.
You know what? We can't, you know, to be honest, Jet people, we can't get Bob Kane for the Maui Comic Con. But Bill Finger, on the other hand, I think
will also not be going to this. Also not.
Yeah. Okay.
Dude, Alan Moore will be
I think you guys are having fun listing all the people who
I
aren't
love
be there.
That Gannon is building all this hype
you're
for people that
the
are
con
I know,
good.
Exactly.
Like,
you're such a jerk.
Not gonna be there.
But what if they do show up? Then everyone would be like, oh, damn,
they're
now
totally
I gotta go.
Not.
Totally
Warren
not.
Ellis
but,
is
like,
gonna be there.
All time.
Maybe they'll see it on
you
Facebook and be like,
oh, you
weren't surprised.
I wonder, just because he's bringing that out really quick before we move on, how susceptible would a certain George Perez be about coming out to Maui?
I think we should just try to meet him in person because I am considering trying to invite some of the bigger names. And we already threw the invite out to Jim Lee. He responded. He's already got a con that time, but he is passing the invite along to other people in the
industry. Fantastic.
So he's a cool guy. He actually responded. I mean, that's
good.
Oh, I got a question. Mm-hmm. Say I was a big name in the industry. Mm-hmm. How do I get in contact to maybe get a table or something?
Just get in contact with us at Maui Comics and Collectibles. If you Google us, you'll find anything you need to know.
Dude, I will be there, mm-hmm. apparently.
That's good.
Because I can just get a table now. I just found out.
next time
on
you
the, on the poster, it's just going to say Gannon.
I'll just make up a book just so I can have a table.
Yeah. Next time you speak with Mr. Lee, tell Mr. Jim Lee that we were the people that got him in to watch X-Men. Okay.
I don't think that's considered a favor in many circles.
We did him that.
Is that a plus
favor?
Yeah.
You know,
it's gonna be like great that movie, that awesome movie that I watched. With
like wow, we comped him what 4 tickets?
Yeah.
Wow.
First of all,
what a favor we did for him.
Favor.
And we got yeah.
But listen,
Marty, you never cease to disgust
that's
me.
Right.
And not to mention, it was X-Men Apocalypse.
That is true. That is true. Moving on to some more interesting things. This week it is New Comic Book Wednesday. Alika has a shop here that is, island famous already, and people love coming here. It's Maui Comics and Collectibles at 333 Dairy Road in Kahului.
Congratulations.
I get a little glimmer of Trump from you in that minute.
Oh, did you?
The shop's really tremendous.
It's tremendous.
It's a great shop.
People enjoy it. Everybody comes here.
That's
they
right. That's
it.
Right.
Four walls. Four beautiful walls.
That's right.
It's huge.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
It's huge.
It's huge.
Huge.
Believe it. Anyway, what's up?
It's Alika's small way of making Maui great again.
That's right.
Mission there's, accomplished.
There's
here.
Todd Bernardi's wit that I love so much.
Please don't compliment me. Every time you compliment me, Alika's got to say something snarky.
I know he does.
I'm going to let that one go.
What's coming out this week in the world of comic books Rinses that we can down. Pick up here on Wednesday, sir?
So,
or any day of the week.
In alphabetical order.
Uh-oh.
Aloha, Hawaiian Dick.
Wow. What?
We may have an announcement to make about that pretty soon. Not what you think.
Wait.
I'm pretty sure we just said we're announcing a Hawaiian Dick.
Wait, no. Is it a big announcement?
Fairly big.
Wow.
Great big.
Wow.
Wider than it is long.
Wow. So this is quite the girthy announcement.
Is it a powerful announcement, shall we say that?
Right.
Well, you see the can that Swan's drinking out of right
yes,
now?
Yes,
okay,
yes.
Look, I'm going to move on to the next
thank letter. You, do that. Whatever it is.
The next letter in the alphabet, please.
Batgirl.
Oh, good.
Number two.
Good.
Blue Beetle Rebirth, number one.
Good.
Chew, number 57. Shout out to John Layman, who also popped in the store.
The awesome. Man who signed all those books for you?
He is a signing machine. Much amazing. Like Rob Liefeld.
Cool,
much all the artists who come here and writers and stuff, they take a great risk upon themselves by coming in here because this is a comic store. This is where nerds will like tear them to shreds and try to sell their flesh in CGC casing. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, they can get mobbed here. Mm-hmm. And they come here out of the goodness of their heart and check me out. How's the local
How
comic
do they
scene
find
doing?
You?
Google, man. It's
like
the internet.
It just seems so weird that mm-hmm. just out of the blue... Right. Some big name will just
why
walk
these great
the
comic book
well,
artists
you
come
know, you
visit
when they
this
travel,
place.
When they travel, everybody.
Well, not to mention, it's one of the first things straight off the airport.
Yeah,
I know. But,
so if you did look it up before you got here.
Well, yeah, I suppose that's the thing. But, I mean, true. Like, if I were traveling to Maui for the first time, I wouldn't be like,
well,
where's the comic shop?
I'm not asking questions. I'm very blessed that so many big names.
Absolutely,
say this
so awesome
absolutely sir. That's right.
I dig it.
That's right.
We've also got Deadpool 17. Speaking of Rob Liefeld, Deadpool 17.
Uh-huh.
Deathstroke number one for DC. Disney's Darkwing Duck, James Silvani, who's
going to
be
gonna
at the
be at the con!
That guy, I can announce James Silvani for sure. He committed already.
James Silvani will be there.
I'm not going to stop you.
Thanks, Gannon. Yeah.
You
Thanks,
can say that.
That's like the only one that's actually real.
Don't say that part.
So Gannon Gilmer's not going to be there.
Gannon's not going to
be there. Yeah. Gannon, you're just kind of
he's
uninviting yourself.
Yeah.
Well,
much.
Until I see that check, I don't know if I'm going to be
there. Wow.
He's not coming.
Well, he's not coming.
Harley's Little Black Book, number four.
Ooh.
Hellblazer, number one.
Help.
That's a
as
rebirth
in,
title.
As in, oh, that's a rebirth. Okay. Gotcha. It's a rebirth title. Okay.
Outcast by Kirkman and Azaceta, number 20. That's got the Cinemax show going on, and it's actually pretty good from what I hear. I've only watched the pilot because we saw it at Amazing Con.
I love Azaceta.
I think Swan watched it.
And Azaceta was on our show as an interview.
Yes, he was, and he was fantastic, and I really enjoyed talking to him.
You know what? When he walked away, I didn't know who he was because I don't know artists on site, you know what I mean? And I wasn't, you know, I walked in at the tail end of the podcast, so I didn't hear any introduction or anything. And then he walked away and you're like, oh, that was Paul Azaceta. I was like, oh, like
right, absolutely. Crazy, right? Crazy.
I feel like such a bonehead.
So Outcast is still going strong. What else we got?
Tank Girl, Two Girls, One Tank. Issue 404.
Good Lord.
You guys are children every time.
But you're the first one to say something. Maybe we weren't thinking that. Maybe we weren't thinking that disgusting internet video it's referencing.
Last month when it came out, you made the same announcement and I missed it. I was like, why is that Tank Girl, why is that so funny? And I missed the subtitle. And then I was like, oh, that's I get it now. Now I know why you guys giggle.
Well, this is the finale, so maybe they'll do what everyone thinks
they're
going to
do.
We're going to get in the tank.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. That's what you're talking about.
All right,
yeah,
well,
course, yeah.
What else is totally on that list, sir?
TMNT ongoing. That's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, for those of you who don't know what that means. Issue 61 of the ongoing series on IDW.
Is Laird writing any of that?
No, man.
Oh,
is Kevin Eastman?
Oh.
Is Walt's name also Kevin? Is it Kevin Waltz, who is also writing on it with him?
Oh, I don't know.
I love how G.K.
Amazing art.
Dig.
So
I do. I'm so horrible. I shouldn't do that.
Yeah, you should.
Usagi Yojimbo.
I have not read
that's
in forever.
Bunny,
yeah, I know. I haven't read that in a long time. I didn't even know it was still.
That's right. There.
They were still writing.
Yeah, Stan Sakai going strong.
That's
man.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. Great awesome. Book.
Yeah, I've been listening to a lot of interviews with him lately. Interesting guy.
I wonder if we can get
we
an interview with him.
Him too.
Yeah, I know. So I was just about to say, we should interview him.
I would love
Heck
to.
Heck yeah.
He comes to Oahu a lot. He's pretty good friends with John Murakami. So.
Oh, oh wow, nice. Like
maybe, and John Murakami is also an amazing local
We
comic
should artist. Interview John Murakami.
He can't make it to Maui Con. I already asked him. He's got a prior commitment to another convention that's going to happen.
We should interview all your non-Holly comic book connections.
You guys already
Wait,
have?
What about the Holly?
Did you just
that's
say
pretty
Holly?
Racist.
Oh, sorry. Was
that?
That
is super racist.
Was man. It?
Can we interview the Holly ones, too?
I'm actually kind of like the only Why Holly are we that's really...
I wanted to make, I wanted to make it exclusive. I wanted the Holly part to be exclusively Todd. That's all.
Pretty much, I'm pretty much
you
the
were just
only
guessing.
Holly.
So you're saying we need the token Holly.
Correct. That's what Todd is. That's exactly what he is.
And I'll be the first one to die.
You know that's not true in a horror movie.
Yeah.
It's true. Always the other majorities.
That's right. Nice. By the way, is that it? Is that all the comics?
And Wonder Woman number 5.
Wonder Woman number 5.
Nice.
All right.
Are you going to get Spawn Kills Everything?
It wasn't in the last order. It was supposed to be in last week. I think we got allocated
one,
on for that.
Isn't that the
but
one you said?
Hopefully it'll come in the next week or so.
Isn't that the one that you said that Spawn Kills Everything is the comic you're saying off the air that it's the one where he goes into a Comic-Con and kills everybody?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. He goes to like San Diego. It's a little baby Spawn. Like,
yeah, it's chibi Spawn. Like Scotty Young.
Crazy! That's insane.
He kills Donald Trump.
Is it true that Mike? Is it true?
I heard about that.
Is it true that Michael J. White is actually jockeying for this new Spawn that's coming out?
No.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
He's
if it was
jockeying
true.
for Manta, Black Manta.
Oh,
Black
he's
Manta.
Not jockeying for Black Manta. Okay. That. Interesting. All right.
Who's the guy that's gonna? I don't remember who's. I don't know where that movie's at. Like that movie's been in development
for a long time.
A Spawn,
long time, so. Yeah.
It's not even going to be a sequel anymore. They're like just going to do like a
straight up
standalone.
That's good. They should.
Going to play Al Simmons. And
shut up! That'd be fantastic.
So down for that
whitewashing. I would be down for that too.
Well, Jamie Foxx said that he wanted to play it. I think he would be good. I think he would be good.
You think so?
He was awesome in Django.
Yes, he was.
He was good in Django. He was good in that Tom Cruise movie.
Collateral. Good movie. Yeah, good movie.
He's good at, you know, Tom Cruise.
What was that? Law Abiding Citizen?
That's a great movie.
That was an amazing
good
movie.
Enough.
That's a great movie with Gerard Butler.
Yeah.
Fantastic flick. Anyway,
He's
listen.
He's got a great ass.
Yes.
Which
and,
one?
They both do. They
you
both do.
You don't see
do.
Jamie Foxx's button.
I agree.
Well,
yeah, but you should.
You should. Totally should. So, gents, I do want to say that even though we didn't get to our celebration last week, I do want to say, if I didn't mention it last week yet again, thank you all for being such an amazing support to the Nerd Watch and
You're
to
Molly
Comics, Alika, Gannon, Format, Todd Bernardi, and of course, the Sage and Professor Barry, without a doubt, Big C. Well, let's get back to Barry for
Swan.
A second.
You always forget Swan.
I know. Well, Swan is my henchman. He is the guy who's the
He's
cameraman.
My henchman.
He is the guy who is who does a lot of things for the show behind the scenes, and he does a great job doing it. Big shout out to Swan for that. But I do want to say that you guys are amazing.
We know.
100 episodes. You guys have been fantastic, and like I said, even the show, even
Still
though the show is,
virile.
Yeah, even though the show is changing up a bit as of next week, cool. We're doing something a little different. Cast is changing up. Cast changes. The Nerd Watch spirit is still going to be there, and that's just
Jim
and
Carrey will
and,
be on the cast next week.
Look, I'm not going
to
defend
due to
the
you.
Cast.
No,
you can
right.
handle that.
So I want to go around the table. By the way, Facebook Live, anybody have any questions? Please feel free to ask them. But I want to go around the table really quick and reminisce a bit. What?
Nobody's watching.
Nobody's watching. That's awesome.
Hit those likes.
Hit those
zero
likes.
Watchers.
Zero watchers. I want to go around the table really quick while we have some time left and start with Todd. Any moments that stick out in your mind? Any favorite moments from the past shows that you've been on? Anything that you enjoyed?
The first thing that comes to mind is... is when everybody decided to replace coming with arriving. Like that's been like my favorite joke,
it's,
running joke throughout
the
whole thing.
It's been a bit for like 70 episodes.
It
strong.
Has been that's for strong.
Where like I think Gannon was
I
saying
never correct anybody.
Gannon was saying coming, and then I was like, and then he was like, I'm sorry, excuse me, like arriving, and I was like, that's just British for coming. That's.
We even had the female version. We worked that all out
yeah.
right in the middle
debuting.
Of the
debuting.
Yeah,
debuting.
Yeah.
So that
women
was
don't arrive. They debut.
They debut.
So, That's been kind of my favorite.
That's cool.
He drops it at parties.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
People come.
It lands every time.
People come up to me at the cons on Oahu, and they're like, "Oh, you've arrived."
That's awesome.
And then I do a little curtsying like this. And I'm like, I'm debuting.
That's fantastic.
I did all three.
You're
bossing it up. Man.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. Gannon, what about you? Any fond memories from the show or anything?
No, I hate every episode.
Okay.
I like that one episode where we talked about that one movie that one time.
You're such a jerk, man.
I like.
I'm a fan of that one, too.
I liked my favorite moment from Gannon's tenure on the show is the video from you swimming in the stream.
Yes! That wasn't on the show.
We talked about it on the show.
I
don't get it.
I think somebody drew a parallel between you and Yogi Bear.
That's going to come up as a Facebook memory in a couple of months, so it's going to get recirculated again.
It is a valid.
And if you're watching right now, I hate you.
It's a valid memory.
Link to it on YouTube.
I will.
Oh, no, I guarantee you, when it comes up as a Facebook memory in November, she's going to post it again.
It's a valid memory because I named the show after Gannon's little video.
No, you know what? Straight Up was one of my favorite episodes where me and Barry got into the debate over Superman 2. And I was right.
That is a great episode. Barry's not here to defend himself, but that was a good show.
I was right.
I was there.
I was right.
That is a great show, by the way.
Barry got owned that episode.
That, he likes seeing that dark Batman in Batman. I mean, dark Superman in Superman Part 2. That's very good.
He never realized he was grinning when he threw
Yes, he did. He was. It was pretty fantastic.
I didn't go into the argument with the intention of being right. I just happened to.
It was like a bonus.
It was a bonus?
It wasn't like I was fighting to be right. I was just relaying the facts as they're laid out in that film.
Yeah,
versus how the facts are laid out in Man of Steel.
That is a very good point,
and,
sir.
You know, I tend to think the nostalgia colors people's perceptions of a movie.
Can you imagine if that movie was ever released the way it was meant to be?
That movie came out, not to restart that argument all over again, but just since we're already talking about it, if that movie came out today, people would be talking about that movie the same way I am.
I didn't
think about it back in 1981?
82.
But when that movie came out then,
murder wasn't as shocking back then.
But
it was the 80s.
Watch Superman. You know, everybody watch Superman 2 again. Watch how he takes care of Zod. You're going to be surprised by what you see.
I could not agree with you more. You're absolutely right.
It does open up a different aspect of the character. Yeah, he's grinning as he throws General Zod down the chasm.
No, it's great because all of a sudden this very big, bold Superman theme comes up and...
This is what heroes do.
I'm going to murder you.
That's the name of the podcast.
It's the music. Okay, and again, we're still talking about it. It's the music that covers that moment.
Yes, it does.
Because the music makes it very heroic.
It does.
Triumphant.
Yes. It does.
But if you had different music over that moment, you'd be like, oh my God, he's killing a normal human being right now.
You should swap the music from that scene and Man of Steel, the Zod breaking scene.
If you're anybody watching
see if
right
they
now,
both play differently.
If you guys have YouTube, if you guys have skills with editing, let's see that. Let's see the Man of Steel.
Now Man of Steel is suddenly a lot more acceptable.
Yeah, right?
And Superman 2 is like, why did he do
why
that?
Why did he do that?
So Barry,
wow, this guy's been killing
right.
for all this time.
Sadistic.
I think that Swan's challenge for next week is to slash that in for the show.
Oh yeah, see if you can slash it in for the show.
Can you put in the music over? Oh, okay.
Guy's got enough trouble dealing with that.
I just, they,
get, they share like one
with
computer
us.
To edit everything. Give him a break.
All right, let's just get the Man of Steel soundtrack. Watch Superman 2 on the screen. Just play the soundtrack right over top of it.
That'd be
just
crazy.
Eating. Yeah, we'll just do it for ourselves.
It's weird. I wonder if it syncs.
Yeah. No, I probably wouldn't.
So, format, sir, moving down the line. Format, do you have a favorite part of the show, or did you have favorite fond memories?
Every episode that I was on. I really dug those episodes.
Thank you.
Those are my favorite episodes.
Those are your favorite episodes?
No, not necessarily favorite episodes, although the one last week with Lindsay and her crew, that was pretty awesome.
That was pretty great.
But, like, certain moments stand out. Like when... When Todd spoiled
Breaking
Bad for Kevin. That was a huge moment.
That was great.
In Todd's defense, Breaking Bad's been done for a while.
Right, right. No, but it was your reaction that was fantastic.
Yeah. I dropped a motherfucker. Like, there was no buffer.
He said Fudger, I think, didn't you?
I said Fudger.
Okay, thank you.
I said motherfucker. Well, I didn't actually say mother Fudger on that
okay,
episode.
Gotcha, right, gotcha. Right. Okay, good.
But that, yeah.
Spoilers, mother Fudger.
Yeah.
Spoilers, mother Fudger.
Just no, out of nowhere. Just watching Gannon's face from where I was sitting was priceless. Absolutely priceless.
It was
priceless.
So good.
It was so good. It was so
well,
good.
Well, essential time.
The bittersweet thing about it is that I literally just got through explaining that I hadn't finished the series or that particular season.
And Todd's
yet.
Like, well, you know she dies, right? Yeah.
Like, it wasn't a matter of me saying, oh, I've been catching up on the show. I literally said exactly where I was at. And Todd decided
I forgot.
To spoil a particular character's
I just,
death.
I thought that when you said that was... You were already past where I
no,
like I seriously wouldn't have said that if I was like, oh, he said he's in the second season, so that's
she's dead by
she's
then.
She's dead
right?
by then, like right? She dies at the beginning of the first. Oh, dang!
You messed up.
By the way, everybody should watch Breaking Bad if you have not. It's fantastic.
Yeah. And I can.
She dies
that
at that.
I was avoiding watching it because everybody talked about it and liked it,
yeah.
And then I binged the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Totally, the hype is worth it.
Amazing.
Just watch
it. I dug
it. Yeah. Any of you three
it.
People who
I
are
I didn't really
out.
Dig, like, the first few episodes, but...
Yeah,
yeah,
the first episode
on you
is
and
definitely
then
a
you're
hard
hooked.
Sell.
Yeah, you're hooked.
Like most shows, the first season is the one that you kind of have to trudge through until
yep.
you get to, like, the real meat
Agreed.
Of the story.
Yeah, absolutely.
And most shows are like that.
Most really. Shows are like that.
They don't
like Fear the Walking Dead is like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I mean, the first season is your first act, essentially. You're setting the stage and all that.
Setting the stage, absolutely right. Well, listen, Alika, sir,
yes.
Do you have any fond memories?
I say the best part about doing the podcast since we've been doing it is the special interviews we get to do, like you said, with Lindsay and her crew and Ryan and Chris and Irving.
The marathon podcast we did at the Amazing Hawaii Comic Con.
Where were you just interviewed, like... 100
It was
people
just a revolving
awesome.
Door
it was.
But
random
we, I
mean, celebrities.
Not only that, but we got to... not just the interview itself and being a part of that, which is great, but just actually this the Chris Claremont interview comes to mind because he was genuinely just having a good time
he
talking
was.
Story with us. We were
his wife had to pull him away.
He
his
had
wife,
to pull him away.
That's one of my favorite interviews because the wife is like, he was, he's got a line.
Clearly, he was clearly just having a good time.
That's on record,
to
too.
Do.
Yes.
Here, yeah.
Oh, she was furious, though. I listened
he
to
He was like, he needs to go back to his booth. He has a line.
He was great because he was talking about a project that he was working on that he was very passionate
right.
about.
Yeah.
And I love that. I love listening to
Merida.
That. Yeah, Merida.
Yeah.
Amazing
Marada,
stuff.
Sorry.
Chris.
M-A-R-A-D-A.
Chris Claremont was such a cool interview. I could have sat there and listened for another 45 minutes.
I mean,
hour.
He's a legend for a reason. He's just full of stories and wisdom.
That's exactly right. His mind, his knowledge, he's so full of stories that he just wants to get out of his brain and put on paper.
And I was just so grateful and very appreciative that you were the interviewer and you're so good with talking to people and just meeting for the first time because when I approached him in the bar, God forbid I'd be the person interviewing because I was like, didn't know what to say. Like, I was like, hi, Chris, you're Chris Claremont.
You're so cool. You used to write X-Men.
I love the X-Men.
Hey, man, did you know you wrote X-Men?
He's like, you people have no face to me anymore. Yeah. There are millions of you.
There are millions of you. It's so funny.
You're like, what's it called? Farley.
He was just like, yeah, I know.
So when you see him at the bar,
did you know
you wrote X-Men? That was cool. Yeah.
So,
remember that time you wrote the X-Men?
So
that was
Chris,
cool.
That was so cool.
Chris, you want to get out of here?
Can you just come over to my house and just talk to me about all the times you wrote? X-Men?
I'm pretty sure I hit on one of the cosplayers. That
oh,
day,
did you?
Too.
Did
I,
you?
I kind of regret doing that.
Oh no, which
yeah,
one?
I'm not gonna say right now.
Oh, okay. Sorry,
but I'm pretty sure
he doesn't watch the show.
It wasn't Lindsay. But one of the other cosplayers, I'm pretty sure I hit on her right to her face.
Oh, her.
She played it off, and I'm kind of happy she did, because when I thought about it later, I'm like, wow. What
creepster kind of deal?
No, not really. Just, it was a very jerk move.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. You feel weird.
Like,
you
play the role. You're
she
like
showed up
rocker.
To talk about projects, and there I am. Like, I was, like, literally hitting on her, but
wow.
I said something just... jokey wise and came across totally different.
Very misogynistic.
Yeah. No, not even that bad. Just,
no, that's how we're going to play it.
That's good.
Hey, there's probably the least awkward confrontation she had.
Yeah. Probably.
That's true.
Probably.
That's true.
I've seen
she
those.
She was dressed up as a bombshell Zatanna, let's put it that way.
Oh. So
one of the bombshells.
If you got some sleuthing involved.
There were like four
yeah,
different girls as bombshells.
You're like a magician, but with no pants. Was it like that?
No. That's not really a pickup line, though, Todd, to be fair. You could just say that and be creepy.
It is in my mind.
Right.
I think in my mind, that's a compliment.
I want to how I make this disappear.
That's right. No, want to see me magically get in your pants? That's something else completely different. Yeah. That works. But there's some. There's a lot of fun memories.
Okay, how am I going to get in your pants if you're not wearing any? Watching you, Travis.
I will say that my fondest memories was there. I have a few because I've done over 100. Although there's technically 100 episodes, we've done more than 100 episodes.
Yeah.
My favorite was
were
doing
the episodes before us. Right?
We're doing the con. The con was amazing. I never had so much fun and never was so exhausted
Scott
after talking
Liddell,
to people.
Paul Azaceta.
I was talking to
Robert Kirkman.
Rob,
apologize for not showing up.
Yes,
he apologized.
Meeting Jim Lee, getting to meet people of all different stripes.
We got interviews from almost all of the Hawaiian Comic Book Alliance.
Right, we got to meet. I never would have met DJ
Tripp.
Or Canilla Tripp or
very
any
storied
of those guys.
Marvel and DC.
Brian Revel and Mike Sato.
From Enjoy Comics on Big
I
Island.
Never would have met those guys, and it was so much fun.
Awesome local guys.
I was so tired after that those 2 days.
And Mike Sato's actually from Maui, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just so much fun and so enjoyable to talk to everybody and to listen to their stories. I thought that was great.
Yeah.
I really like that, and hopefully we will do that soon, which we will
do it
be because
all
of Maui.
In
November at Maui Comic
Con. Them over there.
Fantastic. So I'm very excited about that. I got a lot. First of all, any show involving Professor Barry are my favorites.
Of course they are.
I have to. The only reason why I say that is, I love Professor Barry. Professor Barry, me and him are kindred spirits, and he and I, although we disagree more than we agree, we love talking to each other about movies. And then the makeout sessions are bonus. So
not for Barry. When he says,
you said we were just going to talk. Is he watching?
I don't know.
His wife is watching.
Oh, no.
His wife is watching.
Oh, no.
Now the cat's out of the bag. Sorry, Julia.
Sorry.
No means no.
I know.
When he says no, he means it.
But I love Barry.
If he's no, if he doesn't look interested.
The moment I knew that he was coming back, the moment I knew he was coming back here is the reason why I wanted to do the show, because I knew that he would be able to be on the show with me, and you guys
until
were.
Wasn't.
You guys, but I knew that having him here would give me motivation to do it. And on top of that, he also is responsible for making me an actual certified movie critic, which I appreciate very much. And on top of that, what's also a bonus is that he encouraged me to look outside of just using him, because he's got a family and things like that. And without that, I never would have met you guys. And that is a big bonus for me, too. And so I thought I always, you know, Barry was the catalyst for a lot of this, and I really appreciated that. So anything with Barry is always good for me, very enjoyable for me. Outside of Professor Barry, I will say one of my favorite memories was, because there's so many.
The day I
really, I mean, and there's nothing outside of Barry for you. But
no, there is, and this is the thing.
A distant
second,
let's say distant second.
Outside of Barry being the motivation for me to do the show and to kind of and have him here when I knew he was coming back home to do it, to be at home, I was like, I got to do this. But outside of that, one of my favorite episodes is the one that we've lost it a couple times, but once again, tickling my funny bone is Mr. Bernardi over here.
Oh, man.
And I remember...
I gotta retire.
I remember when one of my favorite episodes at the tail end of the show, Alika was talking about something, and for some reason, I don't know how we got off of the subject, but everything was analgesic or anal lobe or I could not contain myself. It was so.
It was the Rolaids episode.
It was the Rolaids episode.
Children.
It was the Rolaids
episode. I'm sorry, we're 6-year-olds. We can't.
can't help ourselves.
I'll never.
It was the Rolaids' suppository.
The Rolaids' suppository.
How do I spell relief?
How do we spell
relief?
N-E-R-D. That's right. That's right. And then we're off the subject completely. And then Alika's talking about something else. And then of course Todd just brings it right back.
Good old Todd.
Way to bring us back to center.
Way to bring us back to center,
You're
sir.
A funny guy.
That is one of my favorite episodes. I've gone back and listened to that episode a thousand times because it's so freaking hilarious. I can't help myself.
Learning things about you, GM.
Because the funny thing is that Todd loses it. And when Todd loses it, I lost it. And then, of course, Alika is over there chastising everybody. You guys are hilarious. So funny. You guys are such children. It's like yeah, that's right.
Oh, man.
It was very good. So,
it's pronounced anal logue.
That's right. It's pronounced anal logue. Like,
what? You said it.
It's like out of nowhere.
Analog.
That's right. It was. And I never
And then we brought up, like, Donald Logue.
Yeah. I love that.
It just kept going and going. It should have stopped.
That's
but
right.
It just kept going.
That's right. That
more
right.
terrible than more children.
Yeah. It's that. I always.
I don't know why that's so funny to me. That's so funny. Why?
It was really good.
Like I'm gonna use it somehow in the future in the comic.
It was really, really good.
Next time you guys see Todd at the Comic Con.
Yeah.
Anal Jesus. That's right.
Like, with material like this, how do you expect us to ever get big beverage endorsements from companies like Orangina?
That's right. Right. Oh my gosh! But there's just so much, funny and excellent material.
Oh, pizzeria Regina.
that I really enjoyed, and not to toot Todd's horn, but I would literally.
Why I'm already tickling your funny.
It's true, but
this is getting more out of control. Than
somebody draw that.
There would be weeks. You guys don't know this.
Barry's going to come in with the caricature.
You guys don't know this. There would be weeks that Todd would say something that would. Really get me, and that I would literally call him and tell him, Todd, that was really funny, Todd.
Todd, you're a human fool. You must stop this.
So
I almost remember all of them.
Yeah,
too.
It's so listening to Todd talk about that stuff is some of my fondest memories. And then, of course, something that's memorable, but not in a good way, is. Well, I shouldn't say not in a good way, definitely is...
Episodes before the comic shop.
Episodes before the comic shop were crazy. We would do them at Tasty Crust. We did them at Collector J's house before.
Before you guys
came. Shows. Yeah, those were decent shows.
Collector J and Digi.
What happened to those guys?
Dead.
That's not true. It's not Collector J.
We buried a man in the desert.
Collector J is fine. He's got a family to take care of. Yeah. Digits also. She's doing right. He's got his design firm. And
also
then
helping out with the Maui Comic Con.
Yeah, fantastic.
I think Digits doing real estate.
Doing real estate. She's amazing.
Like an actual adult.
Yeah, right. Good thing she's not hanging out with us.
Sorry,
idiots.
Guys, don't have time to talk about
anal Jesus.
What am I?
No. She never brought that up.
I will tell you one of my favorite memories. It has to do with the podcast, but off topic. It has to do with Gannon. Even before I met Gannon,
he was starstruck.
I kind of was because I knew how like, intelligent and smart he was about movies and comics.
Oh shucks!
And I had to have him on the show. And
was he like standing on a street corner with a megaphone? Like, how did you discover this about
well,
him?
Well, he had a clutch and he was
it's
wearing.
Was he like wearing a beret in a coffee shop?
No, he was
espousing his opinions on the latest movies.
He had a clutch and he was wearing pumps and a.
And, I was gonna say this sounds like the T. Carrera scene.
What's funny is that's right. I was sitting at the mall at the Kaahumanu Center. And
I heard him spousing his
Probably saw me throwing out some.
I don't know what we were.
Oh, that's right.
I think we were striking up a conversation about Jurassic World, I think. And I remember that, and I was like, man, I gotta have Gannon on the show because he's so good and he's fun to talk to. And yeah,
so good looking,
and incredibly good looking.
About a man in
uniform. I was afraid to have him on the show because obviously I didn't want him to outdo me. I mean, as far as my, you know, as far as my masculine.
But then
good
he
looks.
Brought me on and I outdid him anyway.
That's right. That's right. But it's just been.
You can't win them all.
It's been a ride. And by the way, one of the other things
sure has been a ride.
One of the other things that I really like doing with you guys, even though you guys weren't all there for every single one of them, but every time you guys would come and do the movie premieres, I had a blast. Especially The Force Awakens, even though I hate that movie. That was some of the. That
You're
was
such a bitter old man.
I love doing the premieres with you guys.
Fun ones,
that was super fun.
That was a big premiere.
Actually, I take that back. The Civil War one was more fun for me.
That one was good too.
Because I was throwing stuff at people.
Yeah.
guys want a cardboard cutout puzzle of Iron Man? Whip it right at your face.
No, well, listen.
I wouldn't put anybody's eyes
still dealing with lawsuits.
To avoid any further lawsuits, we may not be.
Nobody sued us, but now they're thinking about it. Yeah. So you guys just seeded that one.
Well, listen, we won't be chucking anything into an audience anymore, but we will be doing more movie premieres.
Not until I get that t-shirt gun.
That's how Maude Flanders died. That's supposed to be a cautionary tale.
Yeah.
So what about Big Trouble? I think
she was killed by a t-shirt.
My favorite movie opening was Big Trouble in Little China.
I was just about to say that I agree with you. I think that's my favorite.
So that was really cool for her to be there, who is also in the movie.
And everybody's showing up.
Instead of G Money and his self-important self doing the interview beforehand, thought it was cool that Swan and and Aaron. And
they did
anybody else sit on that interview? Mm-hmm. Or was this one and Aaron? Mm-hmm. Yeah. They did the interview with Auntie Kai.
They did. And then Professor Barry talked about the show.
Yeah, Professor Barry did it.
Todd
intro.
Did a tremendous.
That was an awesome poster. I wish I had a copy of it.
I know. I wish I had a copy. I didn't get a copy of it either.
I'm still on my copy of BBS.
None of us did.
Yeah.
And then he stopped doing posters altogether.
I thought I saved one of the BBS ones too.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'll get it for you.
Will you get it? Okay, good. Because I really want one, too. I wanted one. But, yeah, Todd did tremendous artwork for Big Trouble in Little China. That was one of my favorites because, you know what? I guess you know what was cool about that one? It felt like the Big Trouble in Little China premiere felt like – We did it. Yeah, like we did that.
Well, also with a lot of help from our sugar daddy, Larry John.
Uh-huh.
He helped buy a lot of tickets.
You would not imagine the things that I'd have to do for Larry in order for him to help us.
Oh, no, we know.
Oh, you
do?
We
saw the tapes.
Oh, okay.
I know what kind of old man he is.
So it felt like we put something together. I really thought that you guys did a tremendous job, and I thought, you know, it was something that I can't wait to do in the near future and just be amazing and – You know, that's why, and then look, and this is the reason why I brought all you guys on, just because you guys have different skill sets. So, that helped me.
All of our strengths outweigh our weaknesses.
Absolutely. And so that's why I brought you guys on, to cover up my weaknesses. What?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I agree.
Okay, good.
Format knows stuff.
Yeah, he does. He does know stuff. So.
I don't believe that for a second, Gannon.
But I really, really want to thank you guys again for a wonderful 100 episodes, 100 plus episodes.
You're welcome.
By the way, you know what I never thought about? I'm just thinking about it now. You know what I like doing, which we don't do anymore?
No.
Number one, I really love doing the commentaries, the movie commentaries we did, which are up on our Facebook, which are up on our NerdWatch page,
except
by the way.
One of them.
Except for Howard the Duck. But I also like
the most important one.
That's the only one I did.
That was a great
one. I started losing my cool in the Leah Thompson underwear scene.
Yeah, you did. And I also enjoyed doing the after.
I love you, Leah Thompson, if you're watching.
I also love doing the after the movie pods we did here after closing.
Oh, yeah.
When we come here late. That was really fun. After we come to premieres, we did the an hour review.
After premieres, everyone just digs out.
That's everybody just leaves. But I always like those.
Aged 20 years.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, we're like, oh, you know what? We're just too tired.
Too tired
for this crap. But yeah, I loved doing those shows. It was like doing it by by dim light, which is really fun for me. And I just thought, you know, those are just fond memories.
It's so romantic.
It's so romantic.
We lit candles.
Yeah, just so great.
Throw on some Luther Vandross.
Yeah, exactly. So, but
enjoyed
listen.
Some Luther Vandross sandwiches.
We got about six.
What do you mean by that?
All the Luther Vandross?
It's Black Forest ham. And no, I'm just kidding. What is it?
It's like seven different meats. Fried egg in between two Krispy Kreme donuts.
I never heard
of
that.
Are you serious?
Yeah, the Luther Vandross.
Wow, that sounds delicious.
Have you had one?
No, I wish.
No.
We got donuts right there. You can make one.
Yeah, you could.
Put a pizza in the middle.
Well, gents, listen, we got about 6 minutes left, so before we get out of here, anybody want to add anything before we take off, eh?
No.
That's a no. I guess that's a no. Let me do the work then.
Well, hold on.
What? Did we get any questions?
We got 6 more minutes left.
Yeah.
No one asked any questions?
Technically,
we're just that good?
Awesome. Has anybody been watching The Get Down on Netflix?
I know DJ has.
I watched the first two episodes.
I don't tell me about it because I want to watch it.
It's
I'm still
so
in.
Good.
I'm in the midst of Stranger Things.
And when I saw the credits, I didn't even know, but Baz Luhrmann is...
Yeah,
it,
yeah,
so
yeah.
I
Mr. Moulin Rouge.
Yeah,
I watched the first episode.
I haven't watched any of it because I'm in the midst really of Stranger Things right now. So
Baz Luhrmann also did that Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah,
he did the one with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Whoa,
that guy was in Critters 4.
That's true, he was.
I loved Critters
4. That's awesome. But listen.
Wait, no, I take that. Critters 3. It was Critters 3.
I loved all the Critters after 2. Because that's when they got real spacey with it.
Yeah, they did. Angela Bassett wasn't one, wasn't she?
The third one was in an apartment complex. The fourth one was in space.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the aliens were already coming down with their ships as early as 2.
Oh, there, yeah. No, from the first one.
But they didn't really play
the bounty hunter guy
showed
up in the first one.
But it wasn't like, you know, it wasn't done up as special. Like, number 2 I felt was really kind of like sci-fi-ish.
Sure, sure. Are we going to end our Celebration redo on a Critters show?
There's no
better
way.
That's crazy.
Why the hell not?
That's the best.
Well, The Get Down was great. And
nothing says aloha like Critters.
The trailer for Amazon's The Tick.
Yes.
The 2 released footages from that look amazing.
I can't wait to watch it.
The use of violence and humor is like, that's The Tick I like.
From the voice of
I saw that.
Mall.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
I saw the whole episode.
Like, the actor they got for it is amazing. Like, his voice.
Peter Serafinowicz.
You look at his face, and he doesn't look like Patrick Warburton, who is a perfect physical build. Mm-hmm. And also, he had a good voice for it. But this actor's voice is, like, awesome.
Yeah, he's good. He's an English guy.
He's the voice of Darth Maul in Phantom Menace.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's got. And
wait,
I like,
Ray Park didn't say his own lines?
No,
he's got a thick Scottish accent.
Every time you see Darth Maul speak in Phantom Menace, is not Ray Park.
Interesting.
Yeah. Peter Serafinowicz.
It's also not Ray Parker Jr.
Yeah.
Wait, how did his son write the Ghostbusters theme? He's so young in the Phantom Menace.
Well, listen, gents. It's been an absolute pleasure doing this show with you for the last 100 episodes plus.
It was good to know you.
It was.
It would be a shame to not have you back next week.
Are those the changes you're talking about? No more.
Yeah, I'm leaving. You know, but
just go.
Oh, is that a spoiler?
That is a spoiler.
Cast
yeah. Next week there is a cast shakeup, but not in the way you think. And it's going to be a little different. We're pursuing a different.
Stan Lee will be here.
No, he won't. But I do want to say thank you guys so much for all the wonderful things that you guys have provided for the show. I want to thank Alika so much for the comic book store and having
You're
us
welcome.
Do it here. It's been an amazing time and just having a place to do it.
Without this store here, we'd probably be, you know.
We'd probably be
in an alley somewhere podcasting next to a dumpster.
That's right.
Yeah.
So next to some dumpster. That'd
be
amazing.
This podcast in the Jack in the Box bathroom.
No, that's right.
No, thank you guys because really it's given me an excuse to sit in on a bunch of amazing interviews.
Right,
creators and writers from all across the comic industry.
It's been fantastic.
Such an opportunity. It's been awesome.
Absolutely, and there's more to come. Maui Comic Con is on the way.
I could listen to that interview over and over again. Just like it's such a fun.
It's fantastic, and I just we got more stuff coming up in the next 100 episodes. We hope, and we're just going to be talking about games and movies and memories and just the chemistry of the Nerd Watch podcast for sure. So big thank you to you guys. Thank you to all of the grunt work that the one and only Swan does. Does amazing stuff for our camera work, for YouTube and Facebook, and for the Nerd Watch. So
camera,
it's amazing.
Work.
Yeah.
He's not even next to the camera.
Hey, listen.
It's a set it and forget it.
Hey, listen.
Frames a shot and then walks away.
Yeah, I mean, he might as well like.
Yeah. Yeah, he should.
He's not Federico Fellini over there.
Hey, guys.
Look, you know, it's been 100 episodes. Let the guy phone one in there. Come
on. Well, listen.
That's 100 episodes of phoning it in,
that's
though.
Right. Do us all a favor. Like, share, and subscribe to the podcast and to the YouTube channel at Nerdwatch Nation. I'm going to do something that the one and only Swan wanted me to do. If you want to know more about the Nerdwatch, you can do it here. Is this right? Or if you want to learn more about my watch, you can do it here. He's going to try something.
Here?
Somewhere. He's got me doing here. It. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheNerdWatch. You can follow us on Instagram at the_NerdWatch. You can follow us at Twitter at Nerdwatch Nation. And, of course, on YouTube, check us out. Just search Nerdwatch Nation.
Right over Format Space.
So, next week. Different look for the Nerdwatch. It's going to be a lot of fun.
We're going to have tablecloths.
That's no, right. No. By the way, streamers were for the celebration. So
I want the Harlem Globetrotters.
I want to thank
Harlem Globetrotters will be here.
I want to thank Todd Bernardi and all of his talents. I want to thank Gannon for his amazing work as our horror aficionado. I want to thank Format as our amazing gaming guru. I want to thank Alika for providing the Maui comics and collectibles here at 333 Dairy Road in Kahului. Amazing stuff. And more details on the Maui Comic Con coming up every week here on the show, so you don't want to miss out on that. But stay tuned. 102 and on is coming up. More memories, more fond memories. Yeah, what's that? Who's going to be here?
Ian McKellen will
That's
be
not
wow,
true.
That is amazing.
So he won't true. Officiate a wedding, but he'll be here for the Nerd Watch.
Wow. What a guy.
We found out our budget to pay him.
Did we?
Yeah, we did.
Wow, that is crazy.
Yeah. We're paying him in Krispy Kreme donuts.
Yeah, we're paying him Krispy Kreme donuts and Costco pizza. Wow. Ian McKellen will show up.
He's going to be giving Patrick Stewart a piggyback ride.
Patrick Stewart will be here.
Well,
but he's going to leave immediately because he's going to be like, what the hell is this?
So, big shout out to those that aren't here, of course. Professor Barry not here. Big shout out to Professor Barry. Big shout out to Big C. And big shout out to Hennessy, the Sage, and of course, big shout out to Silent Sean, who has been filming Facebook Live this whole time. You
Silent
are the man,
Sean.
Silent Sean.
Seriously, I can see up those dickies, man.
I
can see up your shorts too.
Yeah. Oh man. So until next week,
boys. I can't believe you can tuck it back like that.
Those are some watery eggs, man.
All right, before we get into any more trouble, ladies and gentlemen, peace out. Much love.
I didn't realize it'd be so vain.
Most assuredly, always stay nerdy.
Not dirty, nerdy.
And until next time, we say to you, aloha.